It's True Vault Escapades! Yes, it's another case for Detectives Walter and Bunny in the post-nuclear world. Today's disturbing tale, The Curse of the Casket. We begin today's mysterious tale back in the snow-capped mountains overlooking the Mojave Desert. Walter and Bunny have been sent nearly to the peak because of a concerning signal reported to them by the NCR.
Humphrey's had us spend the whole day trying to get here. What exactly was so alarming about this signal? And where exactly are we supposed to look?
Don't know. I'm assuming it has something to do with the war. I know we're indifferent about the NCR, but anything to get the upper hand on Caesar's Legion is good enough for me.
There's nothing here but snow, and the last place I want to be is anywhere near where those cannibals tried to eat us.
Don't worry, it can't be far. The signal pulser says we just need to head closer to the peak of this mountain. After that, we can find whatever it is and head back home.
Let's get up there and head back to the Jeep. Thank goodness the NCR found a hardtop for this thing.
On the right track, just a little further. Do you see anything yet?
No. We must be close.
Bunny, stop!
What is it, Walter?
Up there, towards the peak. Do you see that sticking out of the snow?
Yes. What is that? An antenna of some sort? Well, why is it laying on its side like that?
That's no antenna. Hit the snow! Turn fire!
Quickly, move up to those rocks!
We need to do something spontaneous to keep this guy too distracted to aim correctly.
No, it's too risky. We don't have a clear shot. You hear that?
Yeah. I think he's run out of ammo. Move up.
Full blast. We need to get closer.
He's in our line of sight. Do your best not to kill him. Got him. We got him. Thought you could pull a fast one on us, eh?
Who are you, and who are you working for?
I work on my own. This is my land, see?
Stop busting our nuts and come out with it. There's no one out here besides some non-verbal cannibals. No way you're in that bunch. You certainly don't dress the part.
Why did you ping a signal directly to the NCR? What do you gain by that, huh? What are you, some kind of radical?
Darn cowards. The both of you. Waiting for me to run out of ammo so you could gang up on me isn't fair.
Leading in two confused souls to pick them off with your sniper rifle ain't exactly brave either. The only person you should be blaming is yourself.
You knew we were coming up here, didn't you? Come on, out with it. Which one of your bosses promised you a treat for taking care of us? Caesar? Lock and load Lenny?
Gah. You might as well tell us now, boy. We planned on taking you in, but these wounds aren't looking too good.
Worse.
Huh?
Worse? What do you mean, worse?
Ain't no small-time crime boss. Crap. Should have listened to my boys. I knew the money was too good.
What are you talking about?
Oh, what's the use? I couldn't believe it when I saw it. But I couldn't turn the money down. Was in debt. Could have gone an easier route.
Who?
Casket.
What? What do you mean, casket?
Bunny, we gotta go. There's an avalanche coming. Hurry. We need to get back to the Jeep.
Okay. Okay, let's go.
Hold on tight. I'm gonna push this thing as fast as it can go down this hill. Pray we don't hit a rock. We make it out of here alive. We're heading straight for Humphreys. Hang on.
Thanks for the speedy return, detectives. However, I never would have guessed it was you both behind that massive snowslide. One of my patrols saw it a mile away.
Never a dull moment for WB Investigations. We came in with the notion this trip was just for simple recon. Unfortunately, we come back with some mind-blowing details. You want to tell him, Bunny?
Gosh, what more could outdo an avalanche and some cannibals? Snow ghouls? Or something?
Read it and weep. That's our business card I managed to scrounge up from his suit pocket.
What the heck?
The Jeep made the mountain climb relatively easy, but what we had waiting for us was a different story. The signal was in our range until some sniper tried to take us out.
Was he Legion? Heaven knows you pushed that thorn in their side as much as us.
Off topic from the war, with this man's dying breath, he managed to spill the beans about his employer. Someone we all knew.
It's Casket, Humphreys. The man blurted out that it was Mr. Casket.
Okay, now you really have to be covering for something. What day is it? April 1st?
I'm dead serious, Humphreys. Whoever this guy was held back at first, but he came clean once he saw there was no way out.
Okay, friends, it's been a long morning. How's about you both head to the mess and treat yourselves to some nourishment? Then you can get back to me about whatever you saw there.
No games here, Humphreys. That was the confession of an honest man, ready to set his boss up for putting him up against something he couldn't handle.
Oh, couldn't handle. Do you really think someone of the likes of Casket would send someone he couldn't trust putting you two in the ground, eh?
Mr. Casket is at the top of the food chain, Lieutenant. Do you really think some sniper could take us down so easily if the man himself couldn't do it three times?
Now look, I was a little petrified when I heard the assassin confidently mention his name. But the last thing I think that monster is alive. I know we can't report this all to you, but what exactly do we do with this information?
Oh, you tell me. Yes, I'm concerned that a man intentionally sent us a distress signal all the way out there just to have you both ambushed like that. But what exactly do you expect me to do with this casket information? He's dead. And our file says so, too.
And what if he's not?
Walter, you and I witnessed him run into a cave and then get blown up on top of it. There's no way he could still be alive. That explosion nearly cracked the ground.
I know that's the answer we all want and need, Bunny. But I'm just having one of those feelings again.
Feelings? Like a detective's intuition? I know you've proved me wrong a few times before with that, but there were usually grounds for speculation in the first place.
Listen. We've clearly got a threat on our hands with such a blatant attack on you both and the NCR. I'll even echo Bunny by saying you've proved me wrong many times before, Camry. But my intuition tells me this is either some lone nut or a member of Casket's old gang. I'd be surprised if any of those stragglers just started to act now.
Exactly. In fact, it makes perfect sense. We heard the guy. He's fallen on tough times, he was in debt, and probably still had tons of hate in his heart for us taking out his boss.
And that's enough to justify having our business card in his pocket? The one with our faces on it? Nah, too much of a stretch. You can call me a loon again all you want. We were meant to get whacked today to get out of the way. Casket's planning something. I know it.
I understand the predicament is weird. Bizarre, really. And I've always been an advocate for trusting your gut. So maybe you should look into this further. I won't be brushing this under the rug. I promise we'll keep an open file.
Thank you for that, Humphreys.
Don't mention it. Heck, if you're even halfway right and Casket's ghost is out for blood, I'll help in any seance ritual that needs to be done.
What the heck are you planning to do?
I have an idea.
Do we have time for this, Camry? It's not like our schedule is free enough to go searching aimlessly for whatever it is you're looking for.
You're not gonna like it.
What?
We're gonna go back to Gold Point.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Bonnie, trust me.
Nope. Don't want to hear it. Casket's dead. Casket's dead. La la la. La 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 la.
Bonnie.
La,
la, la. I'm serious.
La, la,
Bonnie.
La, la, la. Let's go, Sonnen.
Come on.
It's so good for you. Let's go, Sonnen. Beneath the sky.
Okay, look. We go to Gold Point, give it a once over, and then we scram and forget about it for good, eh? That's fair, right? Right? We check up on the place, find the cave site where he died, and if we don't get anything even slightly significant, we go. Okay?
Fine. Whatever. Besides, it would be nice to get out of the region for a while.
Great. And don't even feel pressured to put your investigator hat on. I'll do all the work if you don't want to humor it.
Oh, I'll be putting on two hats while I'm there if I need to. Just be ready to buy me an atomic cocktail after we find the man's charred remains, okay?
Thank you. That's all I ask.
Gosh, Gold Point, Nevada. How did something that happened so recently feel like it happened so long ago?
That's because we've done our best to put this thing in the rearview mirror. Come on, let's go check around.
This is the same place that was ransacked and turned upside down like the city of Troy? This is like a whole different settlement.
They've done a bang-up job at rebuilding this place. Lots more guards on the perimeter, too. The casket attack really shook this place awake. Look! The saloon!
That's the place we first went to meet that NCR trooper. Before, well...
It surely isn't the wreck it used to be. Come, let's head inside and get some answers.
Astonishing. Even before this place blew up, it was rotting from all sides. Now it's as if we stepped into an alternate reality.
And just look at that bar. They've got the same top shelf hooch as the Topps Casino does.
How can I help you both? Wait a minute. The detectives?
Nikki, it's so wonderful to see you. How are you feeling? Has your wound healed nicely?
Oh, it's healed wonderfully. My gosh, what a pleasant surprise to see you both. My goodness, the wasteland can surely leave its mark on you in just a short amount of time. But I'm happy to say you both look exactly the same.
Thank you, Nikki. Me and Bunny were just commenting on how amazing your bar is, let alone the whole town. What's been happening since our little encounter together?
Oh, Walter, it's been nothing short of a blessing. After the firefight, me and the townspeople gathered together and made a game plan. We really took into consideration how vulnerable we are and saw this chance as an opportunity to make a change for the better. We held a big funeral for all the lost, pooled our money together, and funded a massive shipment of supplies to rebuild. We built a massive wall around Gold Point, remade every store, and attracted enough settlers for a real town guard. Not like the thrown-together one we once had. Like an actual thriving settlement. Who knows, maybe we'll rival the Strip one of these days.
Well, I'm glad to see you out of the ashes of this whole thing. You folks have been able to persevere.
Thank you. None of this has been possible without you both.
Am I? I don't mean to reopen old wounds, but we're actually here on behalf of... everything that happened while we were here.
Really? In what way?
We've been receiving weird innuendos that there could be some remnants of Casket out there.
Remnants?
Long story. But there's an ongoing investigation regarding the potential that, and I know you'll find this weird, Casket may still be alive.
What?
It sounds stupid, I know. There has been no sightings or anything morbid like that. But we are receiving strange broadcasts, rumors, and even supposed attacks by this old man. I personally believe it's some kind of retaliation tactic, but we have to be sure.
Now, that's not something I was expecting.
Call me crazy, Nikki, but Casket is a type of roach that needs to be crushed and then burned for good measure. Bunny doesn't seem to take my speculation all that seriously. You have to understand, we have to treat each threat with credibility, no matter how outlandish it seems.
Well, you might have to lump me into the Bunny camp. And it sounds like to me he got crushed and burned after what happened to that cave.
That's what I told him.
Speaking of which, we were curious if we could pay that old cave a visit, just to poke around. If we can find any evidence of his actual death, I'll owe you both drinks right here.
Already got some. See that raggedy black suit pinned up next to the animal mounts behind me? Who do you think that belonged to?
That's Casket's suit!
Well, I'll be.
Remember those dead prospectors you found outside of his hideout? That didn't stop the rest of us from skulking around the cave wreckage. Somewhere in the rubble we found this. It was his tie, suit, and hat. After figuring out who it was, we pinned it up here in the bar as a trophy.
I thought I'd just seen a ghost. Good on you. However, with what I've been through with him, I don't think I could stomach seeing it every day.
Is that all you found of him? No skin? No bones?
None. Just whatever was left of the gang's equipment and such. I don't think you guys should worry yourselves with a dead man.
Regardless, would you mind taking a ride with us out to the site itself? I'd like to examine the damage.
Sure. Let me get my guy to cover for me, and I'll meet you outside.
Excellent.
Thanks, Nikki.
We'll return to our mystery after this. Say, have you fellas ever wondered why True Vault Escapades hasn't been made into a radio mod for any of the Fallout games yet? Well, guess what? It is! That's right. With the partnership of our show's creator, Preston Harden, and developer, Epicist Gamer, you can now enjoy over 38 hours of True Vault Escapades right from your in-game Pip-Boy in Fallout 4 on NexusMods.com. We're so excited to finally share this expansion with Fallout fans across the world and enhance your experience in the post-war Boston Commonwealth. Remember, we're on NexusMods.com. Be sure to leave an endorsement and share the adventures with your friends.
Now, just look at these cool cats. They actually went out of their way to help support this show on Patreon to show just how much they care about True Vault Escapades. Honestly, it's time they have their names heard through the airways on today's episode, starting with our oldest and truest supporter all the way to our most current. We raise our glass to Joel Jackal, Nick Bailey, Joseph Torcivia, Tim Roth, Mike Tyson, The Donnie Difference, Don McCormack, Lost Paws Jr., Brandon Cullison, Jorge, Maximilian Trucks, Austin Rogers, Alex Roberts, Hodgepodge the Cardboard Wolf, Jackson Little, Shannon Dale White, Kylar Skulkin, Pamela Schmeckpepper, Skygon, Van Hoffenheimer, Joseph Washer, Dean Calipoy, JPM, Joshua Riley, Taylor O'Connor, Desmond Irons, Undercover Squirrel, Jordan Dickey, and Theodore. Doesn't get cooler than those guys, I tell ya. Wanna join the fold? Visit patreon.com/abombradio. That's patreon.com/abombradio.
And now, back to our story.
I'm not one to get joy from killing, but this particular spot really brings back good memories.
That is, if he was killed, Bunny.
Have you seen those gas leaks set ablaze in the old forgotten metro tunnels? Unless you have some kind of fire retardant armor, you're in to look like a crumb at the bottom of an oven.
After you both left, some of the other locals came by to make sure the nightmare was really over, and salvage anything useful for the town. Casket had no remaining reinforcements since he rallied every last man from the cave to attack Gold Point. And we took care of them.
All the same, the man usually had a backup plan.
If by some miracle the man were still alive, I doubt he'd try his luck anywhere near the Mojave or New Vegas ever again after what happened.
And settle for less in a place without gambling and war to capitalize from? No chance.
Let's not turn this into the late-night radio mystery hour, you two. The man's dead, and we have proof to show for it. At the very best, you guys are dealing with some sort of cult-style gang that wants to carry on his ideology. It happens all the time.
That's undoubtedly a disturbing thought. I have to admit, though, Nikki, the salvagers really dug deep into what was left of this cave.
We take pride in our scavenging work. It's what kept us going since the Great War.
So you found your hat and suit, but no skeleton. Anything at all.
No more, no less.
If you ask me, Casket's body either fell into the cavern as it burned, or the vultures got to him.
All else we found were pieces of burnt-out metal he used for wild dog cages, weapon paraphernalia, and used tech. If there's anything more, you'd find it further down in the earth. But nobody's risking their neck for that.
Well, we can consider this scene thoroughly searched. You'll let us take that old suit back with us, right?
Of course. It may be a local trophy, but you guys need it way more than we ever could. Maybe even put a bad memory behind us.
What is that?
That was Gold Point!
Through some kind of explosion.
Quickly, we need to get over there. Hurry!
Oh gosh. My home. Gold Point, my home. What happened?
Golly almighty. Some kind of natural gas reserves got ignited.
No, something was set off, sure, but not from inside the town. This place was attacked.
I can't believe this. My home. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
I'm so sorry, Nikki. I don't know who did this, but we'll get to the bottom of this immediately.
Everything's ruined.
This was convenient. Way too convenient to happen while we were in the area.
What do you mean?
Wait, someone's coming.
Run! You gotta get out of here!
You survived! Who did this? What happened?
Something on the horizon. Mini nuke. Blew everything to pieces.
A mini nuke? Who got their hands on one of those? And what could they have against Gold Point?
Dunno. Everyone came outside. Then we saw it coming. Then everything just exploded.
I can't believe this. Just 2 seconds ago, we left to see the cave. Then this.
Weapon status engaged.
What the heck is that?
Sentry bot, run for your lives!
Threat analysis. Red. Weapons free.
Everybody, get behind something!
We have our culprit. That's no ordinary sentry bot.
That's Fitzgerald, Casket's personal bodyguard.
The one who threatened me over the phone and then fell into a slag bucket back at the New Vegas steel plant?
That's the one.
I thought we destroyed it.
Clearly not.
Whatever the case, we need to scram. There's gonna be no place to escape to after we run out of cover.
The Jeep. It's our only way.
Okay. Nikki, stay with Bunny and keep your head low. Start the Jeep and slam on the gas. I'll distract it with gunfire and catch up to you.
Okay.
With me, Nikki. We won't have another chance at this.
Alert. Hostile detected.
Come on, you bucket of bolts. Pay attention to me. Over here.
Adding target to threat matrix.
In the back seat, Nikki. Let's go. Come on, Walter. We're ready.
On my way. Just hit the pedal.
All right.
Keep your eyes on me, tough guy. Okay, let's get out of here. Keep firing. Give it everything you've got.
Nikki's holding up just fine, physically, in the medic's room. But whatever happened in that town will never leave her mind. I'm so sorry to hear about this, detectives.
We were just assessing the old crime scene at Gold Point with her to try and connect the dots, but that familiar whiz...
Had we been delayed only slightly...
Don't even think about it, you two. You've already been through enough to consider the what-ifs. Now, you're already telling me this was Fitzgerald, yes? Look, the last thing I wanted was to rehash this subject again, but even I'm starting to have second thoughts. What in the world is Casket's old bodyguard doing all the way out there where you two just so happened to be?
Bunny...
No. There's a perfectly logical explanation for what's going on here. Yes, the assassin from this morning was clearly connected to Casket, but I'm telling you, this is all post-mortem psychological warfare.
How do you figure?
We've all dealt with that stinking robot.
It's fitted with some of the best AI I've ever seen. Do you really want to put past that thing it can carry out the legacy of its master?
Okay, listen. I don't want to hash this out after losing so many people like this. Forget who or what is pulling the strings. We need to grab that sentry bot and everyone who's working for it. Then we can discover who pulls the strings. In fact, we'd be wasting time opening that can of worms, unless we had sufficient enough evidence.
Exactly. Poor Nikki.
What's that?
Probably the best help we'll receive when it comes to logistics.
What do you mean?
Come, follow me to this door near the back of the room. There's someone I'd like you to meet.
Okay.
Don't think I just up and dropped the whole sniper situation this morning. As usual, we keep things on file here at McCarran. Though, luckily, we just so happened to get one of the best brainiacs transferred to us all the way from the Sunshine State. I was so disturbed by the randomness of the situation that I thought, why not have him look into it?
A brainiac?
Yeah. Naturally, he was sent here to aid in the war effort. Handles incoming and outgoing data like a pro. Heck, he's probably already received a status report of what happened in Gold Point. With his help and your deduction skills, we should be able to avenge all of the poor souls lost back there. Walter, Bunny, this here is the NCR's newest best pal, Norman.
Norman.
Out of all the ridiculous data I've processed from this region in all its historic bizarreness, you two have been able to stick out. It's a pleasure to finally meet you, Walter and Bunny.
Why, thank you. Sorry. I'm a vault dweller, see, and I've never seen...
A robo-brain? Ha! You have nothing to be sorry about. Nothing about me is natural besides the gray matter you see floating in my tank. But not to worry. I'm free of any kind of inhibitors, unlike the hostile versions of me you might find out in the wastes.
You seem quite busy. I couldn't even begin to wrap my head around all these doodads blinking up and down the room.
Oh, yes. You would need to spare some time to read through an atlas to understand the magnitude of data that flows through my system on a regular basis. It's hard work, and the NCR lets me lead a normal life. But it gets quite lonely, being here in a dark room all day.
So, Norman, what can you fish out of all that information to help the detectives here?
You both have found yourselves at a near-perfect crossroads with me. When I was first transferred here, I was uploaded with all of the current recorded data in this region. The casket story obviously stuck out. In fact, I became obsessed with it. The persistent fool seemed to have constructed fail-safes to continue his dirty work, even after death.
Fail-safes?
Yes, a series of plans to occur if any event were to thwart business operations, even in death.
And that's where the assassin came in.
And Fitzgerald. He must have these killers around his finger with specific plans of what to do. I suppose we were meant to die today, which is why Fitzgerald had to make a little detour.
Right you are. You see, in terms of what this all means, you and I are on the same page. However, I have been monitoring strange radio chatter between a few of the same devices for 2 weeks now. One was the signal of the hitman that you both dispatched this morning.
And the other must have been working with him.
My sentiments exactly.
So, that makes sense. As long as we can put to bed that casket is still dead. But what would be the endgame here? This has to go way beyond just getting some post-mortem revenge, right?
Casket was about his money first. There's no doubt about that. But we cannot simply just brush under the rug that he was petty. That being said, I feel as though killing you was simply a side dish to an even bigger meal.
Huh? Makes sense. He wouldn't want us in the way of his posthumous business activities.
An odd predicament, wouldn't you say, Norman? With everything that's happened, anything related to Casket would be squashed by the NCR before they could set up shop at this point.
Exactly why I want to nip this in the bud before anything catches on. I don't like all this blatant confidence from his goons. Walter, Bunny, I'm sending you to a remote location further east into the desert. That's where I had last pinged the assassin's partner. Bind them, hogtie them, and do all you can to make them spill the beans on whatever the hell's going on here.
Bunny, have Norman mark it on your map, and let's do our best not to kill this man.
Heck, I'll break a few fingers if I need to. Anything to put this casket mess to rest.
Be careful, you two.
And don't underestimate them. You won't have much help from us in the middle of nowhere like that. So keep those heads on a swivel.
And as our detectives rode away by the skin of their teeth, the once small and unlikely indication that Casket may still be alive has just inflated to proportions never imagined. Somehow, the most infamous slaver the Mojave has ever seen lives on through his robot Fitzgerald, who just incinerated the peaceful town of Gold Point. How will Walter and Bunny go about this now? Why are there assassins after the detective? And how far does Casket's post-mortem influence reach? Find out all this and more in the next episode, The Curse of the Casket, Part 2. The episode you just heard was written and produced by Preston Hardin, edited and mixed by Ethan Walsh. In our cast, Walter Camry was voiced by Eric Huffman, Bunny by Crystal Romero, Humphreys, Norman, and Fitzgerald by Philip Sacramento, Nikki by Kari Schultens, and the assassin by Austin Rogers. Remember that you, yes you, can make a major contribution to the show by simply leaving a rating and sharing with your friends and fellow Fallout fans. Don't forget that we're now a radio mod. Take the adventures of Walter and Bunny with you in Fallout 4 with our personalized True Vault Escapades Pip-Boy station. Available on both PC and Xbox right now.
Listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Hello, Vault Dwellers. Join me, Jaxus, Sassy Lady Roamer, Eric, and the creator, Maverick, as we take topics from the Fallout universe and discuss them with other diverse individuals. We can be found wherever you listen to your podcast. You can follow us on YouTube. You can also find us on Twitter, or X, or whatever you want to call it, using @FalloutRTD. You can send us an email using falloutrtd@gmail.com. Join us. The conversation has already started.